Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, I'm Lee Houston. David Burton is in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, doing, everybody? We are live. I'll tackle the guilty teeth and all. Just heads up. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yes, sir. Now, I just noticed this. It's probably been going on, but I just noticed this. Wrestling is now all week. I noticed that. I probably didn't before. Monday on Raw, Tuesday,
yes.
NXT, Wednesday, AEW, Thursday, Impact Wrestling, Friday, good old SmackDown. Now and then, the pay-per-view on Sunday. You know?
Yes.
I like that. You can now. Thank God it's not taxable, because good Lord, I ain't paying for all that. Unless I love wrestling,
mm-hmm.
But you cannot watch wrestling all week, every week.
It's too much. Imagine you have to pay for all of that.
Well, somebody paying for it as far as put it on the air. Those powers that be. I don't have my microphone today, so y'all bear with me. Oh, I put that sucker anyway. Y'all bear with me, I don't have my microphone today. But I will have it the next broadcast. All right, let's get into it, David. What are your thoughts on this past week of wrestling so far?
Not much. I did catch Raw. Raw was a little lackluster. You know, Randy Orton had the little incident with Matt Riddle, now they're going around saying he might have had injured himself. And what about Charlotte being fined $100,000 for what she did to the referee? That, it was insane. I'd never seen any female do that to a referee. A male referee at that. That was crazy. And then the even crazier thing is to be fined $100,000.
Let me talk to you about that right quick. So most people believe that in reality, they're not really fined. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do get fined in reality.
Yeah. Like, I watched the comments. Like, oh, she didn't get fined. She didn't really get fined. But she's going to take a vacation. She didn't really get fined.
No, so there were occasions where they said they were fined on television and really got fined. It's like nowadays you don't know because it can be very, very real. It's the same thing with guys being injured. Like nowadays, people, when they really get hurt on television, they're really getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like those days of saying somebody to injure, to write them off, we don't see that too much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, it's like you don't know, because when somebody gets hurt, you're not even sure anymore, which I kind of like in a way, because I remember there was times like, okay, you can tell this guy's going away for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Like the kayfabe injury to write someone off. But yeah, like they don't do that so much anymore, so you really don't know when somebody's actually hurt. So I kind of like that in a way. You don't know. Same thing with people being fined. Like she may have, it may have been real.
Mm-hmm. So I know for sure.
I do know they're making a big deal out of it. So
I know for sure in the football world, you play hand referee, that's a fine too in real life.
Yeah.
I know for sure.
Even in the NBA.
It's like any other sport. You put your hand on the referee, you're going to get fined.
Mm-hmm. Keep your hands off the referee. That way
now,
you don't have to come out of your check and out of your pocket.
Now, unlike most referees, they'll stay out the way. Obviously, I noticed this. Over the years, more referees get knocked out so much that I was in the damn way.
Yeah, and that does happen legitimately.
So they stopped the way.
I remember one ref was telling a story how he got knocked unconscious once.
Yeah, if he was in the way.
Yeah, he was in the way, and he got a little bit. And he, to his credit, he said it was his fault. He got a little too close, and he got hit.
Mm-hmm.
They had to stop the match, and well, they didn't stop the match. They didn't stop the match. They just brought in a new ref. And then there was one wrestler, no, not even a wrestler. It was a referee that got injured during a Hulk Hogan King Kong Bundy match, which was on live television. Now, I remember that. That was on a Saturday Night's Main Event back in the late 80s. And they stopped the match for like a good minute and a half, got him out the ring, got a new ref, and continued the match. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got to stay out the way. Sometimes it's kind of hard staying out the way when there's too many people in the ring, especially if it's a smaller ring and there's multiple people in the ring and you got to be in the ring as a referee. It's kind of hard to stay out of the way.
Not yet.
I know from experience because I've done a little bit of refereeing in matches, so it's not so easy staying out of the way. But you do got to keep your eyes open.
Hmm. It's a thought. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a shout out right quick to all those to my hometown, Louisiana. In Baton Rouge, more specifically, if you have, now this is going to be around June or July, I've mentioned this again, around June and July, if you have a kid, you got kids, children, whatever, and you need a break, you know you need a break, come on now, you can contact Miss Terry Kester at 225-266-3792, terrywkester@gmail.com, June and July. Take this out. She's a babysitter. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Ages 12, yeah. Ages 1 to 12. So she provides like breakfast, snack, and lunch provided. $80 per week. Hit her up June and July. If you know you need a break, you tired, you need a break from your beloved precious gifts from above, June and July only, hit her up. 225-266-3792, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, folk. You know,
cool.
You need a break from the precious angels, you know. I'm just saying.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Right now, you on your own, but June, July, boom, she got you. All right. That's a little... the detail out the way. Now, back to some good old wrestling. David, we're going to be in our neck of the woods. Are you in Texas or New York right now?
Back in New York.
Oh, you in New York. Well,
yeah, going back and forth.
Well, you missing out because here in Texas, we're going to have one more time WrestleMania. It's going to be pretty good. And I promise you, you might want to be here in the Dallas, Texas, around Arlington, because for the first time in a while, we're going to go back to Texas, and that bald-headed, beard-sweating finger Jester and Rouse, Nate Stone Cold Steve Austin, is leading the charge. I hope he goes.
First.
Hang on
now
a second.
You got something up your sleeve.
That was not what I wanted to play. Y'all forgive me. I didn't want to play that particular part. I wanted to play the one about us being in Dallas next year, WrestleMania 38,
And I can wait 1 second. Y'all give me a minute here. I was supposed to put that in the commercial thing we got going on around here. 1 second here. All right. Here we go. Boom. Next year in Arlington, Texas. We'll be right back.
They say everything's bigger here. Not to mess with us. Because this place runs deep in our hearts. Here's the bottom line. This is where the jaws will drop, the feet will stomp, the crowds will roar, and the superstars will soar. When the roofs are blown off, asses get handed, and moments are made in the only way we know how. What? WrestleMania calls, and Dallas says, oh, hell yeah!
Dallas, Texas. Hopefully, God willing, everything will go off out of hitch. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a... Well, no, I think there is going to be a crowd. I'm not expecting everything to be back to normal by then, but there will be a crowd. Just like WrestleMania, most likely the next time WWE will have a crowd will be SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost expecting that to be the next time, the SummerSlam.
Hang on a second, I got my view all messed up. 1 second here. Ooh, Lord, I bag out of this.
We do know WrestleMania, well, WrestleMania Backlash, they're calling it, has one match so far. Lashley versus Drew McIntyre, second year in a row. They're headlining a Backlash. Last year, the two of them faced each other at last year's Backlash, only this time Drew was the champion.
Uh-huh.
And this year, it's the same thing, only this time it's the other way around. Lashley's the champion, Drew is the challenger. I kind of wanted to see somebody else in that spot. Like, Drew had his match, you lost, next guy.
That's me. Who do you think should challenge Bobby Lashley?
I wouldn't mind Strowman. I wouldn't mind. No, not Orton, but Strowman. I just had the guy's name in my head. Now I can't remember. I wouldn't mind seeing Jeff Hardy or an AJ Styles. That would be interesting. Or Sheamus would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Riddle, but not now. But Lashley and AJ would be interesting. Kofi would be interesting.
Definitely.
You got two black guys, one's a former champion, the other's a current. Yeah, that would make for a good story. So that would be interesting. Randy, not now. He shouldn't be nowhere near the title. I would have said Samoa Joe, but they let him go like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I maintain that was a mistake. Hell, if I were there, I would have kept Christian. I wouldn't mind seeing him go for the belt. I think Christian is one of those guys who's a five-tool player that wasn't used to his full potential. And I think that's sad. But Christian is elsewhere in AEW. Not doing too much, just getting started.
Yeah.
It looks like he's going to feud with Team Taz.
One second. I checked the files all over the place. Okay, go ahead. Start it.
Now I was saying Christian looks like he's about to focus and solely on Team Taz. You know, Taz been trying to get him to join his crew, and he's been turning him down. So after being turned down on two occasions, he was viciously assaulted by members of the group. But the guy said no twice. Taz didn't take too kindly to being told no. Now, this whole Bullet Club type thing is not interesting to me at all.
Oh, really?
Like, no, the whole Young Bucks and Omega and Gallows and Anderson, they already did that. I don't want to see that again. Like, that's getting old. Like, they're trying to do something they did in Japan. Like, do something different. So I'm not really interested in that. That doesn't interest me. It's nothing compelling about that.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there are Gallows and Anderson over on Impact is attempting to regain the Impact titles they lost to Finn Juice. Finn Juice are New Japan wrestlers, of course, impacting their working relationship with New Japan. But yeah, and what they need to do is have this guy show up, Rich Swann, on AEW, because it's been Kenny showing up on Impact. He keeps showing up. They're going to have a match. Have him show up on AEW. That's a mistake they're not doing. Taking advantage of. Like, have him confront him. Have him interfere in a match. Accost him in a match. Do something. Y'all building toward this epic match. Two champions. Two world champions. They're going to go at it. Have a match, big title match. One of them is going to leave with two titles. Have Rich Swann on AEW. They're not doing that, which is a mistake. That's what they need to do.
You the baby grows, I figure.
Yeah, Omega's the only one showing up on Impact. I was like, this is not making any sense. Like, have him show up at least once or twice to get the story going.
Well, I'll tell you, in the meantime, I got, David, you ever notice, every now and then, some people turn to their parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, they can't help you, you know, turn to your parents, but they can save you some money. Check this out. We'll be right back.
My job is to help new homeowners who have turned into their parents. I got into this because I was a sufferer. I turned into my dad. But I came back. And I'm here to help others come back. This is my baby right here. Dr. Rick, I'm becoming your parent. It came about where my parentology thoughts, I was coming up with so many of them, I thought, I don't need to just have this. The world should have it. So I just birthed it, you know, right out of me. Sometimes we have a victory, and I relish those.
Probably need a hacksaw at some point.
Nope.
But most of the time we don't. General rule of thumb, we throw pillows. If there's nowhere to sit, you have too many. Parentology is not an officially recognized field yet, but I think we're making strides in that direction. You just have to keep reminding them you are your own person. You're not your parents. You're you.
If Russ can't help you become your parents, they can't save some money in your car insurance. Russ.com, more information. Some people need help.
No, some people do need help, especially with their parents. Especially car insurance. Like, I've seen Ric Flair on a Card Shield ad. I was like, huh? It's Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I was like, what the hell? Well, Rick is still going. He's finding a way to stay on television.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to be interested to see what happens with Charlotte and Rhea Ripley, who caused Charlotte her match against Asuka, which caused her to snap. Did you see that? That whole
No, I didn't
incident?
See it. No, did you see it?
I caught the ending.
I
was like, what is going on here? Yeah, that was shocking. I never seen anything like that before. I gotta catch that from the start. I don't think. I never seen something like that before. I gotta catch that whole thing from the beginning. I only saw the ending. I didn't see the match. I didn't see where this girl came out and caused her the match. But that's something I gotta look back on. Did you see any of her?
No. A little bit of it.
I saw the highlights. And I think I saw a little bit of NXT. Not too much of it. I saw most of it. I just didn't catch like maybe the first 20 minutes of the show. What the hell? I think WrestleMania Backlash is coming up, so we already know Drew is going to face Lashley. I think what's his name? Big E and Apollo Crews, and they have one more match over the Intercontinental Championship. I can see Sheamus defending the championship. I'm not sure against who. I can see another rematch between Sasha and Bianca.
You know?
I'm trying to get this thing on. Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's what I see so far. I think they're going to split up, what's her name, the champions. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, I think they're going to split them up. And if they don't split them up, I can see them losing the tag belts. I would be shocked if they put them on Lana and Naomi. But you know who I thought was going to win was Natalya and what's the other chick's name? Tamina. How are you excited? I wouldn't mind seeing Roman Reigns and Cesaro face each other. I think it's about time for Cesaro to get his chance. And it looks like they've been going that way, to be honest. And they need to continue going that route. He came out, confronted Roman Reigns, so let's see what happens. I think he may be the guy. He may be the guy to put Roman away and take the belt. You know, Roman's had the belt for a little over 6 months now. Come on, you don't see Roman losing soon?
No.
What?
I really don't.
I can see Roman losing.
Now, if anybody should take the belt off Roman Reigns, and he don't necessarily need it, I say a man Paul Heyman is very familiar with. And I say that individual I talked about a long time is Brock Lesnar.
Okay, you got a point. I can see that storyline-wise. That would kind of make sense. Another match I'm surprised it didn't take place was Roman and Goldberg, because that match was supposed to take place at WrestleMania last year, and it didn't happen. So I'm shocked that they didn't go through with that. But then again, who knows? It has. I could be wrong. They might do that. They might end up doing that, so I can end up being wrong.
Yeah, it might.
So I was just saying to myself, wait. I can't rule that out. That can still happen. Question is, I don't know when exactly. It could be within weeks. It could be within months. It could be while Roman's champion. It could be while Roman's not champion. That's what I think. So I think it could still happen. I managed to see NWA Power, and it's still an amazing good wrestling show. It's really good. You haven't seen it. I give this show a chance. It is an amazing wrestling show. It's a throwback to the 1980s World Championship Wrestling NWA type feel it has. It's just an awesome show. For people who like legit wrestling and not that sports entertainment nonsense, that's the show for you. No, I enjoy watching it. I enjoy it. I saw some of it last week. I didn't get to catch the whole show. You know, seeing the Pope successfully defend his championship, I believe it's a television championship, against Fred Yasser. For those who don't know, Fred Yasser is the former Darren Young. That's his real name, by the way. He's currently wrestling in the NWA. Tyrus is now there, the former Brodus Clay. He's also there now. And they're getting some new talent, so it's good. It's starting to get better. And I'm happy they're getting new talent, because they just lost some talent. We've seen James Storm leave and return to Impact. We've seen Eli Drake leave. He's now on NXT under the name LA Knight. Ricky Starks, of course, he left, currently with AEW. So, yeah, I'm glad they'll get new talent, because I was worried. I was like, these guys need more talent, and they need to get back doing what they're doing. So I'm happy they're back. And I got to say a special congratulations to Ronda Rousey and her husband Travis. After months and months of over a year of trying, she's finally pregnant, so congrats to her.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, they've been trying for months. Nearly a year.
So Travis is one lucky bastard being with Ronda Rousey. You lucky motherfucker.
Speaking on congratulations while I'm on the subject of that, I've got to also say congratulations to Bianca Belair again, gracing the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Only difference is this time she's on it by herself, so congrats to her. Last time she was on it, she was on the cover, but she wasn't on it by herself. But this time she made it alone, so congrats to her. It's one magazine I got to pick up, and that comes out at the end of the month.
Yes, young people, there are a few, I mean a few, wrestling magazines out. Good God,
we only have one here in the U.S. that's pretty much left, which is Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I know I think England has like two. Mexico has one. I do know one. I forgot the other. Oh, this one's name. I think it's Russell something. That's in England. That's here. That's sold here occasionally in some places throughout the country. I've seen it. I got the name of it. It can't come to me right now, but I can't remember yet. But yeah, they have two major magazines in the UK. One of them is sold here in the States occasionally. can't remember it right now, but yes, I'm glad there's still magazines around.
Yeah. By the way,
they're pretty much extinct now.
Oh yeah. By the way, Sundays on A&E, you should check out Biography. Last week was Stone Cold Steve Austin. I believe the next one should be about I don't know who's coming up next.
It's Roddy Piper.
Yes, sir. And of course, if you into little items and stuff, check out they had a show where they legends find their lost gear. It's pretty cool. I saw that last Sunday. Mick Foley was on the sit out to find his old merchandise. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're two good shows. It's nice to see that. That's cool.
I believe they're going to do it on Sundays, so check it out.
Yes, it's every Sunday on A&E, the Biography channel. The Biography is first, and the show where they're looking for their lost possessions comes on right after that. Oh, the next episode is indeed on Roddy Piper. Last week, as you stated, Steve Austin was the first one. This Sunday is Roddy Piper. I gotta make sure I catch all of them.
The Lost Merch episode should be about Undertaker, I believe. Well, last one, Mick Foley, and I believe this one is Undertaker when he finds his gear. The point is
nice.
The point is wrestlers. Let me look it up. Let's see here. Wrestlers go out and they find their lost merchandise, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see the one with Kane's original missing mask. That should be an interesting one.
I'll look up the name of the show.
I think it's Lost Treasure. Something like that.
You're supposed to know, man. Hang on a second here.
I don't remember the name of the show. Because that's something they just announced. I already knew about the other show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I think I found it. Yeah, it's the Most Wanted Treasures. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. Which is right after the biography of Roddy Piper. So
I believe
remember that is Lost Treasures.
I believe the next episode. Oh yeah, it features Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler. I believe they're gonna have him find the crown and stuff, his crown and his wardrobe, and everything else. So that's cool.
Interesting.
I would assume it'll be in his own house. You know, that's your crown. Everything you wore every week on TV.
Yeah, you'd think they would have all that stuff.
He didn't wear it at TV. He kept on the commentary disc.
Well, I do know this. After SmackDown, on the same channel, A&E Biography will be replays of Steve Austin's biography. And Most Wanted Treasures.
Uh-huh.
Right after SmackDown. And the biography is 2 hours, and the Most Wanted Treasures is an hour.
So it features people like Most Wanted Treasures, Undertaker, Mick Foley, Big Show, Mark Henry, somebody can represent family of Andre the Giant.
Nate
Roberts, Kane, Ric Flair, King Booker. And of course, Jerry Lawler.
That's going to be an interesting show. I can't wait to see that one.
I don't get nothing to wait.
But
they have, I believe somebody said something about the casket of Andre the Giant.
I think his cast, I believe, one of his cast.
What do you mean, one of his cast? You said casket.
No, I didn't say. Wait, they said casket?
Yeah. Let me get up here.
That's strange. I believe it's his cast when he broke his ankle. I don't think it's his casket.
I remember hearing about Andre being cremated. How
yes,
do you have
he
a
was cremated, so there's no casket. I believe I believe it's his cast when he broke his ankle.
Let's see what we got here.
That's what I think it is, because Andre was cremated.
Sample here. I don't have it ready yet. But we'll find it out together on this Sunday on A&E.
Yes, sir. And Andre, who chose to be cremated because he didn't want a funeral.
First of all due respect to Andre, that's the biggest grave to be digging.
Well, he's a big man. It's going to be kind of like Big Show. Big Show's a big man.
I'm just saying. You're going to need a casket, carry a casket in 6 feet. You're going to need about 12 people to bury this dude. I'm just saying. All due respect to Andre, I'm just saying. That's a big old grave to be digging.
I wish Andre would have lived longer, and I wish I also would have had the opportunity to meet Andre.
He's like, what, 40-something when he died?
He was 46 when he died.
Yeah.
28 years ago.
He was a young man.
Yes, if he was alive now, he would be in his 70s.
Wow. And pretty much the most recognized superstar in the world.
Yes. I mean, the closest thing we got is the Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
But Andre was one of a kind. Well, wait a minute. Wow, it's about to start.
Yes, sir.
Damn, look at that. We went over.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. We'll see you guys when we see you. By the way, when we do run out of our premium on Blog Talk Radio, you can always catch us on anchor.fm Fast Wrestling Tracks. And the more you listen, the more I get paid. So just check us out, anchor.fm Fast Wrestling Tracks. When we run out of our premium here, press that play button. Support us for 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 a month. And cancel anytime you want. The more you listen, the more I get paid. Just so you know. All right, we're going to get out of here. Have a great night, and we'll see ya.
Take care and be safe.